Afternoon, it's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics, coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. And of course, this is KRVS's Fall Fundraiser 2021. We are in day number 5, I do believe. We'll be here through Sunday asking for your pledge of support. So please, a pledge at krvs.org. Or you can give us a call at the studio line, 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. That will put you in touch with someone that can help walk you through the pledge process. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News, we're going to begin with a performance from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Jesus Lopez Cobos conducts performances of Metamorphosean Modi No. 12, Theme and Variations for Orchestra, and beginning with The Fountains of Rome, compositions by Respighi on Afternoon Classics.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music this hour by Respighi. That was the Metamorphosion Modi, number 12. Before that, the Fountains of Rome. Performing were the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Jesus Lopez Cobos conducting. It's 43 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7, krvs.org. It's our fall fundraiser 2021, a pledge of support at krvs.org.
Hi, this is Pat Mould, Interim General Manager at KRVS. The music you enjoy on KRVS is here for you because of contributions received from our members. Are you a member yet? If not, why not make the step right now? You would miss this great music if it went away. But thanks to supporters like you, the programming you love can continue to find a home in our community. We are now in our membership campaign, and our mission is to add more members to our family of supporters. If you've never made an investment in the radio station that you depend on, now's the time to do it. A simple contribution helps us play more music because you've done your part to secure the future of KRVS. Become a member now at krvs.org.
Thank you. And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This week, the 9th annual Ernest J. Gaines Lecture Series will take place on Zoom, 6 o'clock on October 20th. For more information, you can go to the website of the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the UL campus, or you can email Shailen Woods at louisiana.edu, who is the head of the center and the archivist. The Hilliard Museum on the UL campus will have an artist talk. Kara Woods will be giving she'll have a conversation with curator Benjamin Hickey on Zoom, and that will be on the 20th as well. They'll be talking about her exhibit Axis. It will be on the website. For more information, you can go to hilliardmuseum.org. The Flora Levy Lecture will take place on Monday, October 25th in Angel Auditorium. It's open to everybody and will take place in person. That will be at 7 o'clock on Monday, October 25th. For further information, you can go to the UL website or perhaps the English Department website or give them a call. The Acadiana Center for the Arts recycles instruments for local public school programs. It's called Play It Again, and you can donate instruments such as violins, flutes, trumpets, saxophones, guitars, and other band and orchestra instruments. You can drop them off at the Acadiana Center for the Arts or call the ACA for further information on the Play It Again program. Also, a new exhibit on display at the ACA, Brandon Ballanger, The Age of Loneliness. The UL College of Liberal Arts is now celebrating 100 years. The college invites alumni and friends to share photos and memories of liberal arts, their years in liberal arts, no matter what the degree. You can post those memories and photos at liberalarts.louisiana.edu/100. Lots of new exhibits at the Hilliard Art Museum, including 20 years of Mare Press and a collection. That's at hilliardmuseum.org. The Mare Press is housed in the Department of Visual Arts here at UL Lafayette. In Breaux Bridge at the Tesh Center for the Arts, you can see the exhibit Wild Trees 2 now on display. Festival of Words will be taking place in November in South St. Landry Parish, but they have lots of ways for you to interact with them. There is a writing competition for students in grades 3 through 12 from all schools. The deadline for that is October 22nd. Your student can submit their sample at nwpacadiana@gmail.com. Also, Festival of Words will have an online Zoom open mic. It's called Pieces of Hope. That will be Thursday, October 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. You can go to the Festival of Words website or Facebook page to find out more about that open mic Zoom. And the UL Press has quite a number of new titles this fall. You can stop by their website, or if you're on campus, you can go to Dupre Library and go to their office and take a look at some of their titles, but you can also look at them online. In the Lake area, the Children's Theater Company has lots of events and performances going on this fall. Their website is childrenstheater.cc. The Aphasia Center of Acadiana, located at UL Lafayette, will host a Stroke Awareness Day on October 29th. You can find out more about the Stroke Awareness Day at aphasiaacadiana.weebly.com, or you can go to their Facebook page. That is Aphasia Acadiana, and that will be on Facebook, or you can call the center here at UL Lafayette. And we'd also like to remind you that KRVS is having its fall fundraiser. We'll be with you through Sunday, asking you to make your contributions. You can do that very easily online or by calling during the day. And there are times when it's actually kind of easy to drop in and make your contribution, say hello to some of the staff and the hosts of programs. However you do it, we do encourage you to support these programs and to support KRVS's cultural efforts in this community, both musically, in literature and theater and dance. We do try to promote all of the arts and give voice to these arts, as of course creating music programs in particular. But please support that local focus on programming. Please support your local public radio station at krvs.org. And please stay with us. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered podcast.